Dictation, 22nd of January, patient Dorothy Hainley, H-A-I-N-L-E-Y, date of birth 4/5/1938. Dorothy Hainley was seen for evaluation of goiter, per paragraph. She has been diagnosed as having a multinodular goiter. And as evidenced by serial ultrasounds and reports were viewed on her my chart, period, paragraph. She has occasional problems with swallowing, but no hoarseness and no major symptomatic changes in the recent past, paragraph. A recent TSH was 0.15, comma, partially suppressed, paragraph, past history. So there was notable for type 2 diabetes, paragraph, family history. Is notable for a brother who had Graves' disease and a sister with probable hypothyroidism, paragraph. Social history is unremarkable, and she does not smoke or drink alcohol, period, paragraph. Current medications, colon, metformin, 500 milligrams twice daily, comma, metoprolol, 50 milligrams daily, comma, glimepiride, 4 milligrams twice daily, comma, lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily, comma, vitamin D, comma, numerous homeopathic medications, including iodoral, I-O-D-O-R-A-L, tablets daily. Period, paragraph. General review was unremarkable for 12 systems. Evaluated, paragraph, ion examination, blood pressure 156 or 78, comma, weight 206 pound, BMI 35.5, period. The thyroid gland was barely palpable, comma, mainly the left lobe, but no nodules or no neck lymphadenopathy were detected, period. The heart and normal lungs were clear and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, per paragraph. Repeat the heart function tests show free T4 1.0 and free T3 2.8 with a TSH, comma, less than 0.15 as noted previously, per paragraph. Impression, multinodular goiter with autonomous function as evidenced by a partially suppressed TSH. She also has type 2 diabetes, per paragraph. At this point, comma, I recommend no further intervention, but have advised that she discontinue the iodorol, as this may have a negative effect on thyroid hormone balance, per paragraph. Follow a visit in 2 months' time for reassessment, paragraph, and dictation.